This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we just correct the record on a few things to start off this hour? What do you think? Well, so let me put it another way. Can we correct the record on the left's blatant lies that they've been telling over the last, what, 3 years? Decade? For example, maybe it turns out, I just saw this article, that the planet is not in as much trouble as Greta and others have led us to believe. And here's what they said. The United States climate talks have kicked off in Dubai, where climate experts, use my finger quotes, from around the world have traveled in their private jets to lecture us about not eating meat or cooking on gas stoves. But this year's event started off with a bit of a hitch. Their own scientists had finished crunching the latest round of numbers and concluded that their earlier predictions may not have been as accurate as we've been told. 3 years. In fact, they concluded that the planet isn't warming nearly as quickly as they had previously asserted. But that's not going to slow them down at all. They are simultaneously conducting a review of the Paris Climate Accord and bemoaning how many countries are missing the goals that were set in 2015. This is apparently what passes for the science in 2023. Associated Press is the one who wrote part of that. They go on to say the world is headed for considerably less warming than projected a decade ago, but the good news is overwhelmed by much more pain from the current climate change than scientists anticipated. And then they go on to talk about that we thought it was going to warm up by 3%, but it only warmed up by this percentage and blah, blah, blah. Here's what I can tell you definitively. Global climate change is a farce. Doesn't mean that the world isn't going to change. Doesn't mean that the world isn't going to be destroyed or whatever because of temperature variance and gradients that we some control a little to some degree, but in most cases have zero control over. If we're going to get taken out by weather, there's nothing we can do about it. There's no atomic bomb we can build. There's no bridge. There's no, you know, meteor system, whatever. If a meteor heads towards Earth and it's going to plow us, there is nothing we can do. Oh, I know you've seen in the movies where we jump on the asteroid and we blow it up and then it splits and misses Earth or whatever. Okay, fine, maybe. Something like that can happen. But when it's time for an asteroid to hit us, it's going to hit us. It'll knock us out of orbit. Everything on Earth will die. And depending upon where we end up, there may be no more life on this planet. That may be what God says will be the last day. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Or if they seem to remember that as a biblical verse. So, we're not. The point is, the United Nations and these so-called experts agreed that all these people that have been selling you this chaos theory and fear-mongering about global climate change, it's a farce. And it has been so baked into our lexicon. Barack Obama was saying it in his tenure. Global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. And I mean, it's just, look at any legislation you want. Everything is about governance. Environmental systems and governments, or environmental security governments, whatever the S is for G. Okay? And let me tell you what the environmental is. You paying for global climate change and everything that you do. I don't know if you've heard Josh Hawley. He absolutely excoriates many the person that said, the reason we should merge our two companies together is we have a shared goal for ESG. Environmental Systems and Governance, I think is what it stands for. But it's essentially, how do you run your company? Okay, so two companies are going to merge and they go, our ESG policies are just so compatible. What about your products? Are your products compatible? That's what matters. ESG. And the FTC director actually said, I'm shocked at the number of companies who are using to get a merger passed. to get them to agree to the merger is using ESG as a talking point to get them to do it. And finally, one of them got challenged and didn't really have the right answers, if you ask me. I want companies focused on making better products or giving better service. We're the ones sacrificing on that, and are we not consumers? Anyway, there was more things that caught my attention in terms of updates, and here's one, and it has to do with the Democrats' line. It turns out Donald Trump is not as dangerous as the Democrats want us to believe. Yeah, it turns out Donald Trump just wants what's best for America. He's got no vendettas. He's saying, you know, let me run the country the way I did. I'm not going to go. I mean, is he going to make changes? Absolutely. Should he make changes? Absolutely. But everything they told you about him, it's a lie. Stormy Daniels. Where's Stormy now? What pole is she dancing off of? Probably in some bodunk little town. I guarantee it. Well, no need to get into the details of it. I'm just telling you, Stormy Daniels is toast. What about Michael Cohen? You remember the number of times they told us Michael Cohen was going to bring Donald Trump down? Where's Alvin Bragg? Wasn't he going to do it? Jabba the Hutt, the black Jabba the Hutt? All these cases are going to be dismissed. Donald Trump will be vindicated. You'll be vindicated. And that'll be that. It turns out he's not as dangerous. You know who is actually more dangerous than the media wants you to believe? You ready? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is hiding a lot of his grift in the idea, oh, I'm an old guy and people like me. And, you know, I mean, if I step down, I'm going to step down. But I don't think people should still hound me. He's already setting the stage for what happens when he's gone. Because he knows he can't be around much longer. That's a dangerous guy. Can you imagine a second term with Joe Biden where even his handlers have no more control over him because he says, you know what, I'm not trying to get reelected? What would that Joe Biden be like? Do you really want to know? That's what Lionel Richie said in the song. Do you really want to know? Great song. Here we are. Out here, me and you. What's the name? I don't know. It's called Love Will Conquer All. I think it is. That's a great song. You should listen to it. Do you really want to know just how long love will last? Oh, my goodness. I wish I had my chops. I do too much radio to have my chops. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. Glad you're with me. We're going to talk Trump numbers when we get back. Keep it here because I like when you're here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The majority of Americans believe that the Democrats orchestrated January 6th. 65% of Americans believe this. Worse than that for the Democrats, and more interestingly, 56% of the party of lynching of Negroes, the Democratic Party, know that their own party orchestrated January 6th. This is what their own party is saying about them, the Democrats. Now, if you believe that January 6th was indeed orchestrated, the next question begs, why? Could it be because Democrats cheated in the 2020 election and needed something to play the long game so they could get Trump forever? Of course that's the answer, silly. You know it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're going to get back to talking about some of the crazy stuff that's going on. Things that I want you to go into the weekend remembering. Things that I want you to go, wait a minute, that don't make any sense. Not up in here. The Democrats orchestrated J6. They know it. Independents are in the 60 percentile in believing that the Democrats orchestrated J6. Republicans are in the 70-something percentile. Democrats, 56% of them. Now, we've heard leftists answer the questions about January 6th. They've been in front of Congress. How many were FBI agents present? I cannot confirm or deny that the FBI was present, which means they were present. Was the National Guard, asked to come in? I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be asked about January 6th that would explode it. I'll give you another example. Why didn't you want people to see these videos from the beginning? If there's no FBI, then why can't we see them? Well, there could have been undercover people there. Well, if there's undercover people there, then indeed you knew it was going to happen. And if you knew it was going to happen, why did you turn it down? Why did you turn Donald Trump down when he said, I'll give you 10,000 troops if you want them? Why is it that they selectively put language in there to make it look like Donald Trump was out there telling people, go right, go crazy up in there, go kill them, crush them? Here's another question. Why were there no weapons? If there's an insurrection, please, somebody, I don't know about you, but if you, in the gang war, if you say, man, we get ready to rumble, people bring weapons. You know who was armed? Capitol Hill Police. So if Capitol Hill Police are armed and you're going for an insurrection, why weren't there more guns? I didn't even hear of anybody brandishing a gun. Oh, and you know what they won't answer? Because every time they show the video, you know what they would do? They would show the video of these people with Trump hats. And you know what their weapons were? They were the Trump flag, the flag sticks that had the Trump flags. That's what they were going to beat up the Capitol Hill police with. That's when you know you got a bunch of stooges. That's when you go, wait a minute. The people that beat up Jussie Smollett and put a noose around his neck and bleached him, and that's how they brought to the fight. Look how well prepared they were for Jussie. Oh, man. Too funny. I mean, when you think about it, they won't answer the questions. Were there FBI there? The non-answer, by the way, is the answer. I don't know if you know this. Representative Clay Higgins, a Republican out of Louisiana, he says there were at least, you ready for the number? 200 feds and undercover operatives plotted to frame Trump as an insurrectionist. 200 federal agents. He said this in an interview. The FBI was not just participating in the January 6th acts from within. I suspect they had over 200 agents embedded in the crowd, including agents, or as they would call it, human assets, inside the Capitol, dressed up as Trump supporters before the doors were opened. That's why you see in the video the Capitol Police are ushering them in. They're not beating the crap out of them. You know what you do to an insurrectionist, to somebody that, you know, is trying to break in and has fire in their eye? You beat the daylights out of them. They didn't, though, did they? He goes on, he says, and when you track the text threads and the communication within those groups and find the origins of suggestions of potential violence or an active occupation of the Capitol on January 6th, you'll find that those messages were led by members of the groups that ended up to be FBI agents that had infiltrated the group. In other words, he's saying whatever group that you blame, it was the Proud Boys. It was an FBI infiltrator of the Proud Boys. It wasn't the Proud Boys. It was an operative. They're treating Americans like mafiosos. As you consider everything that I've just said, know this. The FBI would have needed to be a part of the planning of this event. The planning. Think about that. That's how bad this is. They would have to be part of the planning. They would have had to know that there were members of Antifa and BLM and other groups. Who knows the other groups? Yeah. They were all part of it. I want you to just think of what all is involved in doing this. An agency that's set up, you know, trying to, I mean, part of a treasonous act. This is the most embarrassing. Everything they did led to what I consider to be the most embarrassing moment in American history. You want to know what that is? That's the moment where a moron, a political hack, was illegally sworn in to the office of the presidency. To set up January 6th, the Democrats built this insurrection narrative. You've heard me talk about this. And to this very day, folks, Democrats in states all across the country hope that they could get Trump off the ballot as an insurrectionist. Does anybody think that wasn't part of the plan from the beginning? Here's what I'd like to know. I would like to know when the first person, like, go get their computers and do a Google search of when did somebody say, what does it take to get a person off the ballot, you know, before an election? And here's what you're going to find out. It was before Trump was even run out of office. People are amazing. And as I said earlier, they didn't take Trump up on taking those National Guard troops. You want to know why? It wouldn't feed the narrative. This is a disgrace to our entire justice system. It is. The Democrats know it. We all know it. But again, it's one of these things where we get a chance to correct the record. And you know what you can connect this to? Another of the left's blatant in-your-face lies. That's what they do. They lie for sport. What I like about it, though, is it's all getting revealed. We'll be right back. Keep it in.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93. Today, marking the 68th anniversary of Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of a bus and give a white man her seat, the Congressional Black Caucus has asked Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responded to Hunter Biden's stipulation that he will abide by a congressional subpoena, but only if it's held publicly. Comer told Fox News Digital that he will release all the transcripts publicly after a closed-door meeting with Hunter Biden. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after that week-long truce expired this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are scared. A guy named Andrew Romano, who is a Democrat, he gives a prognosis for Joe Biden that's not good. I want to play this for you right after I tell you who we are and everything, because I want you to understand they have every reason to be afraid. Democrats, look, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, if not 1,000,000. Democrats cannot win if they don't cheat. And they have no ability to cheat. But not only that, they don't even have a bench. Somebody asked me the other day on a radio show, Kevin, who's going to be Trump's VP? I said, who cares? It doesn't matter. Donald Trump's going to win. VP choice could help. And he asked me, would it be Nikki Haley? No, it's not going to be Nikki Haley. There's nothing she could do to bring anything to the ticket. Oh, well, Kevin, she'll bring her votes. Who cares? Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley could bring some votes. People are asking me, what do you think? I think Josh Hawley would be a great VP. Now, Trump may pick a woman because it'll look good optically. And if he does, I hope here's what I hope Trump picks. I don't care who he picks, 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy, except this. I want a Trump clone. I want somebody just like him. Anyway, this is the Kevin Jackson Network. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255. Before I go into this clip, let me tell you this. We introduced some new merch. It's for law enforcement. I swear to you, everything that we do now is only available on our site. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You know, cute little sayings. Like one of my favorite is, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. It was a T-shirt I saw at the beach. And Melissa bought it for me because I think it's hysterical. But that's somebody else's thing, which I wish it were mine. I wish I'd made that comment because it would be funny. But I didn't. But the point is, you can find that stuff. You go search for these things. They're all over the place. You're not going to find our stuff. And not only can it be a shirt or a glass, it can be art in your house. You'll see. Go to the store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So support us. And by the way, for those of you who are hearing the show and the markets that we're starting to penetrate, thank you for calling. Thank you for being supporters. Thank you for being one of those 500 people that we need, minimal, 500, who are going to donate $20. Now, the reason why I did it is 500 and I capped it was I don't have a ton of time. But, for example, I got a call from a guy from St. Louis. I'm in St. Louis quite a bit. If you're a donor to me, you're a supporter, and I'm in town, you're going to know about it. And the likelihood is we're going to break bread somewhere. We're going to, you know, fellowship. I'm going to be at your house. We're going to, you know, meet up with some other folks. That's one of my stomping grounds. Dallas, Texas, Naples, Florida, Tampa, Florida, L.A. These are places I go routinely. So, yes, we could easily meet up, certainly in the Phoenix area. But let's do this. Anyway, let me get back to this. I want to play this clip. This is Andrew Romano giving a warning about Joe Biden.
So our new poll shows, for the first time in months,
that Donald Trump is leading President Biden in the race for 2024. So we asked a new question. Would you like to see another Democrat enter the race to challenge Biden for the 2024 presidential nomination? And the results were surprising to me, at least. 54%, a majority of Democratic potential primary voters, said that they would want a new Democratic candidate to jump in the race and challenge Biden. We also asked this question, would you rather see the Democratic nominee be Joe Biden or, quote-unquote, someone else, anyone else? You can fill in the blanks in your own mind in terms of who you want. And what we found in the latest poll is that that number has now dipped. 46% right now, Joe Biden, versus 39% someone else. So what this really is an expression of worry and anxiety that Democrats are feeling about Biden's chances of winning in 2024. Biden, when you actually pit him against the other Democrats who are running for the nomination, he's clobbering them. I mean, he's at 64% in our poll to 4% apiece for Williamson and Phillips. So there's no one out there right now who's running that Democrats prefer, but they do have this hope that there was someone else. The problem is, there probably isn't. The kind of candidate that could actually challenge Biden and beat him, high-profile Midwestern moderate Democratic governors, that they're not going to challenge Biden for the nomination. It would ruin their career. They're looking ahead towards 2028 and like beyond.
What do you think, folks? You think Andrew Romano, no Kendall Ray Romano, got it right? Simple question, right? Would you like to see another Democrat run? 54% of the people want a new candidate. Boy, I tell you what, that Joe Biden has really enthusiastically gotten people behind him, hasn't he? Mr. 81 million. 54% of his party primary voters don't want Joe Biden. Now, of the 46% for Joe Biden, 39% of them want someone. So that's of the 54 that don't want Biden, Biden got 46, right? Just doing the easy math here. Of that 54%, 39% of them want somebody else. There were some undecideds and things like that. But you know what was most interesting to me? There's another poll that I saw, and 26% of the people in the Democratic Party don't even care who it is. They just don't want Biden. No one can win with those kind of numbers, people. And here's what I want you to know. Here's a question you should be asking yourself. Why are there no polls? Given what Andrew Romano just said, we want somebody else, man. Who else do we have? Why are you not seeing any polls with Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, Mario Cuomo? In other words, who could potentially be the one to replace Joe Biden? Why are there no polls showing how Joe Biden would compare to other people in his party? Have you thought about that? Because, see, I think there's an answer, an easy answer. They don't want you to know how Joe Biden would compare to other candidates. Donald Trump is out here all the time. In fact, let's move on. I'll give you the numbers for Donald Trump. This is an Iowa poll, 2024 National Republican Primary. Trump, 64%. DeSantis, 14%. Haley, 10%. Ramaswamy, 6%. Christie, 3%. Hutchison, 1%. Burgum, that's the Montana governor, 1%. Donald Trump is leading his next closest competitor by 50%. Now, Biden, they gave you the numbers, he's, whatever his numbers are, he's 63-62%. Marion Williamson, I saw the poll that came up during this particular clip that I played when I was watching the video. Williamson, 4%. Dean Phillips, 4%. Other, 2%. And then there's a group of, undecided, which was the biggest number. That was the 26% were undecided in that poll. But Joe Biden, he's 60% ahead of two nobodies. So again, I ask you, why wouldn't they want to see, if what Andrew Romano said is true, why wouldn't they want to see somebody kicking the tires to see what they could do against Joe Biden?
Well, you know the answer. It wouldn't look good. Forget Marion Williamson and Dean Phillips. Throw in some other names and watch what happens. Boop, you're going to get a nice little surge. What if they threw in, because everybody's afraid of Michelle Obama. What if they threw her name in there? Who do you think would win if they put Michelle Obama up against Joe Biden? Donald Trump, go. Put Donald Trump in anything. Is it everybody, oh, Kevin, if we put Donald Trump against Michelle Obama, everybody's afraid of Michelle Obama. I'm not afraid of Michelle Obama. Here's what I want to tell you. Donald Trump is at 64% approval, the people in the Republican Party who want him to be the next president. As these people get out, Hutchison, 1%. Okay, if you're voting for Asa Hutchinson, you're probably not going to vote for Trump. Christie, 3%. If you're voting for Christie, you're not going to vote for Trump. Ramaswamy, 6%. All going to vote for Trump. So that takes Trump up to 70. Haley, 10%. When the cake hits the fan, a minimum of 7% of those people will vote for Trump. DeSantis, 14%. When he's out, 10 to 12% will vote for Trump. Burgum, all 1%. Donald Trump has better numbers than Joe Biden across the book, across the board, not the book, across the board, no matter what. 64% of the people want Trump, and there are people that want him gone. It just, I'm floored. I'm always floored when I think about that, because it doesn't drive me crazy, but it makes me, you know, sad for the Republican Party that we can't even figure out a strategy. Unbelievable. But those are the numbers, and that's what concerns the Democrats. And I'm hoping, I swear, guys, I hope that I'm dead wrong, that Joe Biden stays president through the rest of this term, that, you know, he fights off all this scandal stuff. I don't want him to win, but I want it to be an albatross. Trump can pardon him if he wants. But I hope that Andrew Romano is right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lies, lies, and more lies. That's what Democrats do. They lie to your face. They orchestrate lies. They plan their lies. They plot. They scheme. And then they accuse you of being all that. Look at the Jussie Smollett's of the world. The J6 stuff. The plotting they did to get rid of Donald Trump in the coup of 2020. The same thing happened in 2022. Look at Joe Biden and his family, how they schemed to get money from all these countries and then embroil us in wars. By the way, Joe Biden issued a thing that said, we put $28 billion back into our economy because of the war, because we got the war machine and all these different weapon systems that go into Ukraine. And I said, boy, only a leftist will tell you, hey, it only cost us $200 billion so we could put $28 billion back into the economy. With that kind of math, is that who you want running your country? Hey, Joe, I have a suggestion. How about we put all $200 billion back into America and not have to depend on a war? How about we do that? Kevin Jackson, folks, that's you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
844-551-8255. Scheme after scheme, these Democrats plotting to get your money, plotting to just make you feel bad. When they're not doing something to get your money, they're working on your attitude. You're just a little too cocky there. You don't realize, a bunch of white people, you have hidden racism. Really? We got that kind of time? I was having a discussion with one of my benefactors, and he says to me, Kevin, he goes, will you do something on black excellence? Like, when did it stop? And because I was telling him, I said, do you realize when people my age, when we were growing up, we were the people that said, there is nothing you're going to do that's going to make me lose my religion. You can mistreat me. You could call me names. We were the toughest people on the planet. Man, you could call us every kind of thing. You could spit on us. I'm just thinking what Jackie Robinson went through in baseball. Have you seen the movie 42? Think of what Jack Johnson went through when he was whooping white men, you know, when black people weren't supposed to be, you know, beating up on white guys. This guy was a heavyweight boxing champ of the world, literally flaunting his skills in front of white people, dating a white woman, for goodness sakes. This would have gotten him hung in at least 8 to 10 states. He was like, screw your convention. I'm a human being, and you know what? You mess with me, get in the ring, and I'll show people why you're afraid of us. And he would just whoop white guys, man. God gave that man the skill set, and the world needed him. America needed Jack Johnson to just go beat up on old white men in the early 1900s to say, you're not going to be the boss of me. He backed it up. He didn't look for a lawyer. He didn't go, well, they need to make it fair. He just said, I'm going to live my life the way I live it. By the way, God bless Jack Johnson. I feel like I have his bloodline in me. The guy that said to Fox News, screw you. I don't need your job. I'm not selling out. I'll do what I want to do. I will walk my own line. But anyway, I grew up in that era where we said, we'll show you. You give me your whatever it is you want. Oh, Kevin Jackson, you ain't going to be nothing in your life. Tell me that and watch what I would do. Give me anything you told. Kevin, you can't do so and so. The minute I got home, I started working on doing it. And I tell my son all the time, look, don't try to fake it. You know, there are kids that come play baseball. They got the walk. They got the swing. They've mimicked all the pros. You know what they don't have? They don't have the game. Let me tell you what we have, conservatives. We've got the game. We don't have to fake it. We know who we are. We know we're good. We're Barry Sanders flipping the football to the referee every time we score. I'll be back. So glad you're with me today. I love these kind of segments because I get enthused about them. And I'm going to do a whole thing for you guys that are in Backstage Club. I'm not going to do it on this show. I'm going to do a whole thing on black performance and what happened and how what's that mindset that's been lost that the Democrats and the leftists have intentionally stolen from black people. I'm going to talk about this in depth and a few other subjects, too. I'm already putting it together. So for those of you who've joined Backstage Club, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get a login. It'll come automatically in an email. When you sign up, it's one thing, but we've got you all registered. And even the ones of you who've donated that, you know, like Bob and Carol and Albert and many others who've given us enough money to where you've paid for years of being in Backstage Club, you're going to get your free gift and all that stuff, all the instructions on how to do it. Ann, of course, who's one of my newbies, Ruth and many others. But you're going to get it. But here's what you're going to get a login that'll get you into all the other stuff. Nobody else can see it. And it'll be crazy stuff like from my youth. It'll be people I've hung out with, videos, stuff. Look, I don't know what's of interest to you, so you go kick the tires. But I think you're going to like what you see. And most of all, you know what you can relish in? The idea that you're helping. You're helping us. Melissa told me there's been a spur of our merch sales. Good. You want to know why? It's our messaging. We're pro-Trump because Trump is pro-us. So we've made all kinds of gear for that. We're pro-cops, so we made an homage to the police through the gear that we did. We're doing what is in our hearts, and I hope you'll support it. I want to talk about these lies of the left, and one of them is that it turns out the planet is not warming up. Yeah, the UN kicked off in Dubai, and we learned that, well, guess what? Planet isn't warming up. And here's what one of them said. The key of the session is the first global stock take on climate when countries look at what happened since the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement and how off track it is. Probably won't say why it's what's needed to get back on track, but here were the takeaways. The group concluded in 2015 that we were facing a global average temperature increase of 3.5 degrees Celsius compared with pre-industrial levels. That figure is now completely off the table. This is according to their experts. The revised figure is 2.7 degrees. But there's a second conclusion. Many countries are not meeting their goals in emissions, which continue to rise every year, though not as quickly as they previously anticipated. So let me put it another way, folks. The science was reckless and doesn't apply. You can find this article in AP, by the way. This isn't made up by Kevin Jackson. Here's what AP said of the findings of these different commissions. They said they're both contradictory and confusing. You think it's meant to be that way? Contradictory and confusing? Yeah, they say global carbon emissions are still rising every year, but the rate of temperature increase is slowing rather than accelerating. But you still need to ditch your gas-powered cars and don't go buying those gas-powered stoves and everything else, and let's shut down fossil fuel production, even though, you know what car manufacturers are saying right now? Car manufacturers are saying, Joe Biden, we can't sell electric cars. Nobody's buying them. See, Tesla's not having that problem. Tesla's died in the wool. People are like, oh, that's mature. But you know what happens every time a new electric car comes out? There's a new connector system, a new charging system that has to develop until they standardize. And they're going to standardize on Tesla because Tesla's got more cars out there than anybody. They also have the best battery technology. But what they're learning is people aren't buying those cars. I have talked to people that own the cars, and you know what they say? If you're booting around in town and you just want to have a relatively cheap way to do it, which... it isn't cheap. Charging your car costs more than electricity, costs more per gallon. A guy told me this out of his own mouth that owns a Tesla. He says, I love my car, but he says, I figured it out. It's about $11 per gallon if you equate it to a charge. $11 per gallon. Now, it goes farther along. I don't know how long it lasts and all that, but you know, it's $11 per gallon. His words, not mine. So is it any wonder that these guys want you confused? They want you to believe that this technology is good, it's going to work, and we should all flip over to it. Meanwhile, California is going to start experiencing brownouts again in the summer. You're saying, Kevin, what, are you a psychic? Let me just say this. Many scientists that were buying into this farce, now that there's no money in it, they're backing away. They're questioning the methodology and the numbers given to them by so-called other scientists, and they're saying no. And I'll tell you this also. The history of the Earth, they've recorded the core samples. It's warming up a bit, but do you know there have been at least 5 major ice ages where nearly everything froze over, and during the intervening periods, it warmed up to a point where there wasn't any ice on the planet. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.